You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It was reported yesterday in the Irish Daily Mail that data centres are a risk to new homes accessing power. This is because apparently there is a first-come, first-served basis. And if a data centre gets the power before a housing development, well, tough luck, it has soaked up all of the power. You might think that this is a theoretical, notional problem. In actual fact, it's a very real problem because apparently it has already happened with a substation in Castlebaggot in West Dublin. This is according to Sinn Féin's MEP Lynn Boylan. We received a press release from Sinn Féin, and in it, Lynn Boylan is quoted as saying, ESB network substations like Castlebaggot in West Dublin were intended to support new homes being built, but have instead been almost entirely handed over to data centres. And Lynn is with us this morning. Lynn, in this instance, what has happened?
So what has happened is that, well, in the instance of Castlebaggot, you have a 220 kilowatt volt substation, which was built with the intention to facilitate future housing in that area, that commuter belt, like West Dublin and the greater Kildare area, but also to help, you know, provide electricity for industry as well. But because of that first come, first serve, the data centres have gotten it. They're faster to build. They got the planning permission. They get the connection to the substations, which means that housing developments now will not be able to connect to the grid because the capacity isn't there.
Because one assumes there is a finite amount of connections that can go through one substation.
Absolutely. And this is part of the problem is, one, the impact on housing. And we know that the Irish Home Builders Association wrote to its members in April to say that they were very concerned that there were a number of housing developments where this was going to be affected and that could be delayed because they could not get the grid connections because data centres have soaked it all up. So you've got that problem of the impact on housing, which is, the government has said, is their number one priority, but clearly data centres are being prioritised. And then you also have the issue that this substation, along with all of the substations and the grid infrastructure that is being built, is funded through household bills. So the general public are paying for these grid upgrades, about €101 extra on your bill last year to fund grid infrastructure. And yet they're not even getting the benefit then
now,
of housing.
Is both of that those assertions fair? Because presumably the corporate customers also contribute to the cost of the infrastructure. And presumably as well, it isn't the data centres are being prioritised. It's that our current system is first come, first serve, and they're faster.
Well, first of all, in terms of the funding of the infrastructure, what we had a situation for 13 years was households and small businesses were subsidising the cost of electricity for large energy users. And the regulator unwound that with the Ukraine war and when the cost of electricity bills went up. And you'll remember there was a controversy. So it was €650 million of a subsidy to large energy users from households and small businesses. in other jurisdictions, not too far, even up the road, the way that network charges are designed is that large energy users would pay a larger amount towards the infrastructure. We had that situation where it was the reverse here. So we would argue that it's time that those large energy users are paying proportionately more towards the grid infrastructure. But the key priority has to be that the legislation needs to change that. And the Netherlands have already done this, and the Netherlands have a lot of data centres as well. Their regulator has the powers to prioritise those key critical social infrastructures, such as housing, should be the first, and that capacity needs to be reserved for those.
Is the issue not creating enough capacity for both, so that you can have housing and you can have the commercial gain of the data centres, rather than saying we will push data centres down and give it to housing?
Well, there's also an argument about how many data centres are enough. Nobody is saying we all know we need data centres. Data centres are critical infrastructure as well. But I don't think people appreciate just how much of an outlier Ireland is. So 3% of electricity demand across the EU is used up by data centres. In Ireland, that's 21% and predicted to be about 30% in a couple of years' time. So we are a complete outlier when it comes to the number of data centres per head of population and in terms of electricity demand.
Now, is that a function of the fact that most of the data centres tend to favour Northern Europe anyway, and we have a disproportionate amount of the organisations that run data centres, the Amazons of this world, the Microsofts, all the rest of it?
There's a mix into it. One, yes, the climate helps, but there's lots of countries in Northern Europe that would tick that box. When you read the industry's own publications, what they'd say is the number one reason they're here is for tax. They get a lot of their upfront costs can be wrote off. So there's a lot of tax.
The data center operators say this.
So there's a lot of tax incentives for data centers to come and set up here. But again, as I said, we're not anti-data center, but there has to be some sort of a strategy from the government as to how many data centres, how are you going to have the capacity? Hannah Daly has done a really excellent, she's an academic, who's done a really excellent report which showed that the data centres have literally soaked up all of our renewable energy as well. So all of those renewable energy that's coming on stream, which is supposed to get us off fossil fuels, is actually being soaked up by the data centres as well. So
now, the change of that kind of legislation, given what we've seen in the challenges in even changing legislation around things like the Dublin airport cap and the challenges we have seen with the government being able to get its arms wrapped around the housing issue, do you hold out much hope for the situation changing anytime soon?
Well, I mean, if housing is the number one priority for the government, that's a key piece. I mean, the government are prioritising, and we're not going to go off on a tangent, but they're prioritising getting rid of the triple lock. Surely what's more important to the people of Ireland would be facilitating ending of the first come, first serve, that capacity on the grid needs to be reserved for strategic projects, and that's housing, but also the infrastructure around the DART being electrified, a Metro Link as well. These are key priorities for us, and then as you build the grid you can facilitate data centres, but the key priority should be for the government is to change the legislation to follow what the Dutch have done, which is housing comes first and so does critical infrastructure such as public transport.
That's Lynn Boylan, who is a Sinn Féin MEP.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.